Hi everyone, and welcome back to Buzzword Mix.
酒馆铺子三八节献礼，在这个特别的日子，愿你和春光一样明媚。三月一号到十号，铺子全店满一百减十元，美妆客户专区更有叠加专享折扣。来我们的公众号“露露的英文小酒馆”下方菜单，来酒馆铺子一起焕发新的精彩。Now, on with the show.
In today's Buzzword Mix.Our buzzword is hustle culture. 之前节目我们说到过一个带 hustle 的 buzzword, 叫做 side hustle, 副业。But today's hustle culture is different. You may not have heard of this word before, but you have definitely experienced hustle culture. So hustle culture describes a common modern workplace environment that emphasizes hard work and long hours.As the key to success.
是不是听起来很熟悉？这个 hustle culture 就是指的这么一种现代的职场文化，它的重点就是 hard work and long hours. 要取得成功，你就必须要拼命的工作，用高强度不断加班，这样子的去卷才能够获取成功。
Hustle culture 可以翻译成搏命文化、积雪文化，或者你直接就说卷的文化。It's become increasingly popular in recent years, with many companies encouraging their employees to put in extra effort and work hours for better results.
其实这个 hustle culture 还真不是只有咱们这儿有，要不然英语里也不会出现这个词了。
So let's dive into the word a little bit more. What exactly is hustle culture? Well, this hustle culture places an intense focus.On productivity, ambition, and success.
他所关注的重点就是 productivity, 生产力, ambition, 野心和成功, success.
With little regard for rest, self-care, or any sense of work-life balance.
注意什么休息啊,自我关怀啦,或者什么所谓的 work-life balance, 工作生活的平衡,统统都不在意。
Now, this lifestyle has become increasingly popular in recent years.As people strive to achieve their professional goals faster and more efficiently. Despite its popularity, though, this mindset has been linked to mental health concerns like increased anxiety, stress, and depression, which we're going to talk about later. But first of all, you might ask, why is hustle culture glorified if it has so many problems?
既然它听起来就有很多问题，那么为什么它会被 glorified, 被吹捧呢？
The hustle culture concept has been glamorized or glorified by entrepreneurs who are seen as successful because they put in long hours without taking time off for themselves or their families.
它就是被这帮企业家 entrepreneurs 带起来的。
Think about the role models, them talking about their success stories and saying that how hard they have worked. These individuals are often held upas role models for aspiring business owners who may not realize how damaging it can be to prioritize work over everything else in their life.
而这种 hustle culture 就从企业家创业的圈子就逐渐卷到了普通的打工人。那至于社交媒体就让这个问题进一步的加剧了。
Things like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook have made it easy for influencers and celebrities to share images of themselves working late into the night, glorifying and perpetuating a dangerous mindset among young generations who look up to them for inspiration.
比如这些 influencers, celebrities, 这些网红明星明明已经很优秀了还在超级努力的卷。而他们分享在社交媒体上这些卷的视频就让你觉得他都这样了还卷。我能停下来吗？
And that is the dangerous mindset behind hustle culture. Now, all of that might still sound a bit abstract. Let me give you a few specific examples of hustle culture in the workplace. One example of toxic hustle culture in the workplace is employers expecting employees to stay late or come to work early. In some companies, it has even reached the extent that you actually feel guilty for getting off work on time.Another example is managers prioritizing quantity over quality.
只重量不重质。
So as long as you work hard, they don't care if you work smart. Finally, some companies may encourage unhealthy competition among colleagues by rewarding those who outperform instead of focusing on collaboration, teamwork, and support.
那有的公司呢，它不注重团队文化，不鼓励员工合作，而希望员工之间互相内斗竞争，这个就是妥妥的卷了。
It basically is a rat race. As you can imagine, there are many negative impacts of hustle culture on mental health. It encourages an all-or-nothing mentality that can lead to stress and anxiety at work when professional goals are not met or deadlines are missed.
比如说这种永远都在奋斗，永远都在赶死线的焦虑。
Now, people who subscribe to a toxic hustle culture might feel guilty if they take time off or relax.
严重一点的，你甚至只要休息或者要请假，都会觉得非常的罪恶。
Now, when someone constantly strives for more without any respite, suddenly nothing seems good enough or rewarding. This cold, apathetic attitude towards life will only damage mental health in the long run.
卷着卷着，你可能就会发现自己都不知道在卷些什么，整个人会变得非常麻木，非常冷漠。
And on top of that, there is the concept of toxic productivity. Remember I said hustle culture focuses on productivity. But the actual fact is, hustle culture, a lot of the times, does not lead to increased productivity. Instead, it leads to something called toxic productivity. This refers to the belief that one must constantly be productive to succeed. And this can lead to burnout and physical and mental exhaustion.
这种对于生产力的疯狂的追求其实是有毒的
toxic productivity. And this can negatively affect your well-being in the long run. So having said all of that, how do we break free from hustle culture?
之前我们就曾讲到过说现在很多年轻人都 quiet quitting, 直接职场躺平了。
But even if you don't do that, there are a few things you can do. First of all, set boundaries. Setting limits on the time you spend working or engaging in work-related activities outside normal business hours. I think this is something I personally really need to learn. Number two, very easy, take breaks. Schedule short breaks during your day where you step away from your desk, go for a walk, listen to music, or do something else that brings joy into your life. Number three, prioritize self-care. Make sure each day includes at least one activity dedicated solely to taking care of yourself. Reading a book, journaling for mental health, running, practicing yoga, meditation, or spending time with friends, family are good options. Basically, have a little bit of me time.
And last but not least, be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up if things don't go according to plan.
Focus on what went well during the day and celebrate even small accomplishments, no matter how insignificant they may seem. Now, there is nothing wrong to have ambition, to want to succeed in life. But perhaps we all have to keep in mind that this journey to success is a marathon, not a sprint. Now let's move on to the sample sentence. Hustle culture centers around the idea that working long hours and sacrificing self-care are required in order to succeed. Hustle culture centers around the idea that working long hours and sacrificing self-care are required in order to succeed.
你听懂了吗？关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆来获取更多拓展内容。
So what do you think about hustle culture?
期待你的分享，我们下期见。酒馆铺子三八节献礼，在这个特别的日子，愿你和春光一样明媚。3月1号到10号，铺子全店满100减10元，美妆客户专区更有叠加专享折扣。来我们的公众号露露的英文小酒馆，下方菜单来酒馆铺子，一起焕发新的精彩。